Stretch the unlimited. That's an invitation. Everywhere present, I'm more or less tight, more or less diffuse. My meter's running, I'm back and forth. The eye is literature and light. I'm the gesture, the urgent, the element, the articulation. No prose, no poetry, divinity. In a crypt, a secret dreaming. The fretted void, the fold, the tear, the trembling veil. Nervous, nerve, racked, overheated. Clumsy as a list, a wild scheme. Forbidden, forbidden. Like your breasts, ass sex, kiss, the natural cadence of a sensual abandonment, lusts, and the occult ground of bodies. And everyone, we are the letters of desire, strewn and confused and scattered across beds, rooms, alphabets, polymorphic extremities, the exposed liberty, the tone that disturbs the calm and exaggerates its depth. She is the exception from everything. So am I. The snow is falling today. Last night, I drove through a snowstorm, and the night crystallized my living. We are cattle of the gods. My family is alone and are starting to die. Ka, I too am becoming indefinite. Our desperation is that of confronting what we were born with, and that is death. Living's a keen-edged razor. Priapity builds fires in the growing, and there are sacred powers. My mother lives in the skin of an antelope and is wrapped around herself. She does what the gods did. She sees no rites, no fires. She's in mortal peril. The pathos is that of minds and words and deeds. Her frames are all dying. Her mind is unlimited, but curves. The garden blazes as snow falls, and the afternoon is a dark horse and disproportionate. I have insufficient weight and flawed. I think of a young girl's amorous face and salacious beauty, and the sensuality is a yoke. I'm wrapped up in bad syllables, and the afternoon becomes pervasive night. Snow falls and blinds the world. All worlds.